This is the Sakar Merli of the 27th of July, 2026. Essence, sweet children, no one in the whole world is as fortunate as you. You are Raj Rishis. You are studying Raj Yoga for the kingdom. Question, which sanskar does the incorporeal father have that you children also imbibe at the confluence age? Answer. The incorporeal father has the sanskar of knowledge. He speaks this knowledge to you and makes you pure from impure. This is why he is called the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. You children also imbibe that sanskar at this time. You say with intoxication that God is teaching you. We listen to him and then tell everyone else what he tells us. Song. At last the day for which we have been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard this song. Whose praise is this? That of the One Father. Salutations to Shiva. God is the highest on high. You children know that he is our Father. It isn't that all of us are the Father. It is remembered that the whole world is a brotherhood. According to the sannyasis and scholars, God is omnipresent, so it becomes a fatherhood. When you are brothers, he is proved to be the father from whom you are to receive the inheritance. If it were a fatherhood, there would be no question of an inheritance. You children know that the father of all of us souls is that one. He is called the World Godfather. Who is in the world? All brothers. All are souls. The Godfather of all is just the one. Everyone prays to the One Father. There should be praise and worship of just the One. That is Satipatthana worship. It has also been explained that there is this knowledge, then worship and disinterest. The Father gives you this knowledge for salvation. That land of liberation in life is said to be salvation. You souls have to use your intellects to imbibe all of this. Our home is the land of peace. It is also called the land of liberation and the land of nirvana. The best name is the land of peace. Here, because you have organs, souls are in talky and have to speak. In the subtle region there is movie, and communication takes place through signals. There is no sound. You now know the three worlds, the incorporeal world, the subtle region, and the corporeal world. This is now very clearly in your intellects. It is said of the human world, this world goes around in a cycle. It is called the history and geography of the world. It is human beings who know this. They relate world history and geography. The Father is the highest on high. Only he knows how this world history and geography repeat. It was by knowing this cycle that you became rulers of the globe. It is sung, The deities are completely viceless. There are the images of Lakshmi and Narayan. People say that they are completely viceless and that they themselves are completely vicious. In the Golden Age, they are completely viceless, that is, completely pure. In the Iron Age, they are completely vicious, completely impure. This refers to Bharat alone. The Father comes and makes all of this sit in your intellects. No one else knows this. They have given the Golden Age a long duration. They think that the Golden Age existed hundreds of thousands of years ago. Therefore, these things don't sit in anyone's intellect. You children now understand that from being completely vicious, we are all becoming viceless. From being completely impure, we have to become completely pure. The Father explains that there is alloy in souls. The Golden Age has now become the Iron Age. The comparison is of souls. You have to understand this very clearly. You children are very fortunate. No one else is as fortunate as you. You are now sitting in Rajyoga. You are Raj Rishis. Is there ever an education for a kingdom? Others would make you into barristers, but who would make you into the emperors of the world? No one except the Father can make you that. Here there are no emperors. They are definitely needed for the Golden Age. Someone definitely has to come. The Father says, I come when devotion has to end. Devotion has now come to an end. It has nothing else to offer. You should have the intoxication that the Father sits here and teaches you. The incorporeal Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, Shiva, is teaching us souls. No one knows Shiva. You children know that Baba is once again establishing the Kingdom of Heaven. We call them Empress Sri Lakshmi and Emperor Sri Narayan. On the path of devotion, they relate the story of the true Narayan. There is also the story of immortality and the story of the third eye. The Father also gives each of you a third eye. You are told the story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. The things that become the past are then useful on the path of devotion. You children now understand that Baba is making you into the masters of heaven and that you have a right to it. God is the creator of heaven. We are the children of God, so why are we not in heaven? Why are we still in the Iron Age? The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, creates a new world. God would not create an old world. First, he creates a new world, and then he demolishes the old one. You know that you are to claim your kingdom in the Golden Age. Who would be there in the Golden Age? It would be the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. There would be other kings too, and the symbol of them is the Rosary of Victory. You children know that we are now making effort to be threaded in the rosary of victory. No one in the world knows the meaning of the rosary or why it is worshipped. Whom does the tassel at the top represent? They continue to turn the beads of a rosary and then salute the tassel, and continue to turn the beads of that rosary again. They sit and turn the beads of a rosary and make sure, by internally chanting Rama's name, that their thoughts don't wander anywhere else. It is as though a harmonium is playing inside them. They practice this a great deal. All of those things belong to the path of devotion. Yes, those who have performed a lot of devotion will not perform sinful actions. Those who do a lot of devotion are considered to be very honest and righteous. They would have a rosary in their temple that they turn while continuing to chant Rama's name. Many people understand that there is no sin in devotion. They say that people can attain liberation by performing intense devotion. However, nothing happens. This is just a play in which everyone has to become Satopritan, Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Not a single person can return home. Just as when it becomes empty up there, in the same way, there will be a lot of empty space left here too. Your kingdom will be by the banks of the sweet river Delhi. It won't be by the sea. Even Bombay, etc., won't exist. Previously, it was a fishing bay where fishermen lived. They have reclaimed so much land from the sea. There will be a fishing bay there again. Bombay will not exist in the Golden Age. There won't be any mountains, etc. There won't be any need to go anywhere. Here, when people become tired, they go to take a rest somewhere. There isn't the discomfort of being tired about anything in the Golden Age. You become the residence of heaven. There isn't the slightest discomfort. Therefore, you children now have to follow the Father's Srimat. The Father says, "Sweetest beloved children, you have to look after your bodies and carry out your business, etc." Students study at school and then go home and study further, and they also help with the housework. It is the same here too. You don't have any difficulty in this study. There are so many subjects in those studies. Here, there is just the one study and just the one point, man above. Your sins will be absolved with this. God speaks. People believe that God spoke the Gita in the Copper Age. But why would he speak the Gita in the Copper Age? There is a very good explanation in the picture of Sri Krishna. This war is just instrumental. Everyone has to die. For only then can they go back to the land of liberation and the land of liberation in life. People won't die because of the war alone. There will also be many types of calamity. You children should not experience any sorrow. When a person has heart failure, he doesn't experience sorrow. That is how death should be. just suddenly having heart failure without cause, so that by the time the doctor arrives, the soul has already left. Now everyone is to die. At the end, there won't be any hospitals, doctors, or anyone else to carry out the final ceremonies. None of those will remain. All souls will leave their bodies. There will be torrential rainfall. Death doesn't take time. They are developing bombs that will kill people instantly. They continue to manufacture such bombs and continue to refine them. This is fixed in the drama. This play is predestined in the drama. Destruction takes place every cycle. You won't have this knowledge in the Golden Age. The Father has to come to give you this knowledge. Once establishment has taken place, there is no question of this knowledge. Then, when the kingdom of Ravan starts, devotion also starts. Devotion has now come to an end. You now have to use the power of yoga to become pure. It is only by becoming pure that you will be able to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. You have to keep a chart. You understand that you have to remember the Father and become Satapratthana from Tamapratthana here. This is not written in any of the scriptures. You children heard the song. At last the day for which we had been waiting has come, when the people of Bharat become the kings of kings. They become the kings of kings, that is, they become emperors. Then in the Silver Age they are kings and queens. Then, when they go into the Copper Age and onto the path of sin, those who had been worthy of worship emperors and empresses become worshippers. They themselves had been worthy of worship and then became worshippers. The Father says, I do not become a worshipper. Deities are worthy of worship, but I don't become that. I do not become a worshipper either. The people of Bharat make temples to the deities and worship them. Lakshmi and Narayan are worthy of worship at the beginning, and then, on the path of devotion, they become worshippers of Shiv Baba. People also build temples to Shiv Baba, the one who made Lakshmi and Narayan into an emperor and empress, and who then worship him. No one becomes vicious instantly. They become like that gradually. They have shown signs of the deities on the path of sin. The worthy of worship, Lakshmi and Narayan, then become worshippers. At first they build a temple to Shiva. At that time they cut a diamond and make a Shiva lingam out of it to be worshipped. No one knows that God is just a tiny point. You now understand that he is not a big oval image. People will build many temples. On seeing the king do this, people do the same. At first, only Shiv Baba is worshipped, and that is called unadulterated Satapratthana worship. And you then go through the stages of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. When you came into the Rajo and Tamo stages, you called yourselves Hindus, but you were originally deities. The father says, originally you belong to the deity religion. However, you have become very impure. And because you are impure, you can no longer call yourselves deities. The name Hindu came much later. You now understand that you were worthy of worship, but that now, at the confluence age, you are no longer worthy of worship or worshippers. What are you doing? You are becoming worthy of worship according to Srimat. You are also making others the same. You are Brahmins. You souls are continuing to become pure. When you become completely pure, you will have to leave your old costumes. The father says this is very easy. You old mothers are unable to imbibe this. Therefore the father asks, do you at least understand that you are souls? It is souls who have good or bad sanskars. In their next birth, souls suffer for the action that they perform now. The father speaks to souls. He says, children become soul conscious. Incorporeal Shiv Baba is teaching incorporeal souls. Incorporeal Baba has the sanskars of knowledge. He doesn't have a body. He is the ocean of knowledge and the purifier. He has all the virtues. The father says, I come and purify you children. This method is easy. There is just one word, man, man above. It means, constantly remember me alone. It is only by having remembrance that your sins will be absolved. You also know that you are now Brahmins, and that you will then become part of the sun, moon, merchant and Shudra dynasties. We will go around the cycle of 84 births. We will come down from the top, and then Baba will come. This world cycle truly continues to turn. When this world becomes old, Baba comes to make it new. This is in your intellects, is it not? This cycle should turn around in your intellect. You are now becoming spinners of the discus of self-realization, after which you will become the rulers of the globe. Acha? To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Become worthy of worship by following Srimat. Finish the bad sanskars in your soul with this knowledge and yoga. Become completely viceless. 2. While doing everything for the livelihood of your body, study and also teach others. Become pure with the power of yoga and claim a royal status. Blessing. May you use your elevated stage to make Maya bow down in front of you, and you will claim a right to the highest status. Great souls will never bow down in front of anyone, but everyone bows down in front of them. In the same way, none of you most elevated souls who have been selected by the Father should bow down anywhere, in any situation, to any of the various attractive forms of Maya. When you now remain stable in a stage that makes others bow down, you will then claim a right to the highest status. In the Golden Age, the subjects will bow down with respect in front of such souls. And in the Copper Age, devotees will bow down to your memorials. Slogan: when there is accurate balance between karma and yoga, you will be called a karma yogi. Abhyat signal: stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. Many children say that when they sit in remembrance, instead of becoming soul conscious, they think about service. This should not happen, because if instead of becoming bodiless in the final moments, you think about service, you would fail the paper of a second. At that time, you must only remember the Father, and your incorporeal, viceless and egoless stage, nothing else. By thinking of service, you remain in your corporeal form. If you can't have the stage that you should have whenever you want, you would be deceived. Om Shanti.